Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. I am excited and thrilled to talk to you today about the Blue Ridge Aviation Program. This is so exciting. This is a family-owned and operated business with a passion for aviation and a desire to train the safest pilots in the air. They provide personalized quality instruction to pilots while they reach towards their personal and career goals below the national average in costs. With thousands of instructional hours and years of experience, they make flight training affordable by keeping it with safety and professional standards maintained by the Federal Aviation Administration. Come meet their family of aviators, and they will help you train and make it happen today. We have with us special guest Sarah Grief here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank
it's great
you.
To have you on today.
Thank you, Dawn. It's good to talk about it.
Yes, it is. We go way back, actually.
Yes, ma'am.
My son played for Harrisonburg High School.
Yeah.
The football team, and your husband was one of the coaches, Coach
yes.
Grief.
Yeah. Landon's been special in our hearts ever since.
Yes. Yeah, so. Special in mine too, of course.
Yeah. You know, little partial.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. He's an amazing young man and
yes,
laughers.
He is.
He's been, he was the first episode on the Virginia's for Laughers podcast.
Okay.
And then most recently, he was on sharing his experience with the NFL. His
okay.
Not for long story.
I like that.
So, like that. Yeah, so laughers, you can go back and take a look at that. But this is a very special person in my life, too. And mm-hmm. it's neat to be here today and to talk to her about what she's been doing on the sidelines of the football
yes.
field for many years now.
10 years now, just over 10 years.
Okay.
So it's been quite the adventure.
Yes.
It's been honestly awesome.
It's
been good.
I'm glad. I'm excited to talk about this, laughers, because my dad actually got his pilot license, and he did his training at the airport in Morgantown, West Virginia. He has since passed, but he did get his license, and he owned a Cessna.
Nice. They're the cutest little planes.
Yeah?
They're the best planes to train in. So they're super cute.
Oh, that's great.
Easy to fly.
Oh.
So, yeah. Good.
Good to know. Maybe that will happen for me one day. We don't know. Maybe you'll talk me into it today after I learn about this program. We'll see.
At the very least, go up and take a little lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, let's
It'll
get
be
in.
Fun.
It
yeah.
will be fun. Let's get into this. Can you give me, it's family owned and operated business. Can you tell us more about how it got started?
Blue Ridge Aviation started, I want to say 15 years ago, and that went through one owner to a second owner to our third. And I was able to be there between the second and third owners that I was able to help solidify, help with continuity.
Mm.
So it's been really good for that as well. We are owned by a gentleman out of Richmond. Our aviation companies, we have two flight schools, maintenance shop, aircraft sales, and aircraft rentals, all under the same owner. Amazing people.
That's great.
They take 10% of their profits and mm-hmm. put it into Shelter in Arms.
What is that?
It's a rehabilitation center in Richmond for stroke victims.
Oh, wow.
Brain injury victims that just need to be rehabilitated to relearn the skills of everyday life.
Wow.
So it's really awesome to see and
yeah.
get the feedback of the stories that have been able to, where people can just go from, I can't walk to, look, I'm walking by myself. And we get to be a part of that. That's awesome.
That is really awesome.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like that a lot. You always wanted to be in aviation and do this sort of thing. How did you fall into this job is
yeah.
my question.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Yeah.
Always loved aviation.
Right.
Didn't find that I was going to be here until after things drastically changed with my family
mm-hmm.
and I had days available. So my youngest brother was actually here.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to help him. My days were free. So I started helping him at the Charlottesville Flight Center Flight School.
Okay.
And then transitioned over here. And then we built the program with the community college. And I've been here ever since.
That's right. 10 years now.
Kind of fell into it. And okay. It's been an awesome journey. It really has.
Wow. And being family owned and operated, what kind of influence does that have, do you think, on how things are run here at the aviation program and the operation of the flight school?
Coming with the mentality of a family, everybody is a part of our family. The students, the instructors.
Yeah.
So we take each student and instructor as if they're part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun.
How many instructors do you have?
Right now we have 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And they've been here a long time too, or?
We have 3 instructors that have been here for, I want to say, 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of local people that don't want to go to the airlines and don't want to be based out of Dulles.
Right.
So they've been able to stay on with us. And generally, the flight instructors will come in, get to their hours that they need to go to the airlines, and then they move on.
Mm-hmm.
So working at the flight school is really cyclical.
I see. It's a bit of a stepping stone.
It is.
I see.
And I get to be a little part of that. I'm not an instructor. I don't teach the classes.
Right.
I just help it all go smooth on the ground. At least that's my goal.
Okay.
I do the best I can.
I think you're doing a great job. And I'm glad you're here to tell us more about it.
Yeah.
The mission emphasizes training the safest pilots.
Absolutely.
What does that mean in terms of safety protocols and practices that you all put in place to ensure that happens?
Students are not allowed to fly by themselves until they have fully demonstrated that they are going to land safely and that mm-hmm. they can make good decisions. We also have our maintenance program inspects our aircraft every 50 hours of flight.
Mm.
And then every 100 hours of flight, the aircraft is taken apart and fully inspected. Oil change, tune-up, whatever it needs at the time. So our planes do have one-on-one maintenance attention every 100 hours. And it's crucial that we stick to them. That keeps the planes as safe as possible.
Okay.
We are very fortunate to have our maintenance guys right down the hangar.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens, we just give them a call. And they just come over and fix it real quick, blow up a tire, replace it, and then we're good. We're good to keep going.
So. That's interesting. I recently went on a bestie getaway. I was telling you about mm-hmm. that before we started recording today, mm-hmm. Laughers. That was a good time. We took a boat ride and learned from the captain that he works on a lot of different boats. And he was mm-hmm. saying that boats have to be run weekly for at least 2 hours or it mm-hmm. starts to break down. It made me, as we were talking about the maintenance, is that something similar for planes too, that the aircraft has to be run at some kind of cadence, regular cadence, in order for it to function and not fall apart?
It is. When we are purchasing new planes for the flight school, we look at, has it been sitting? Is it coming from a coastal area because of the salt in the air? There are lots of different factors that come into play when it comes to how that aircraft runs. And if it hasn't been running, it's going to run rough.
Really?
So, yeah.
Look at all. Are you a part of buying these airplanes or looking at them?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he'll be like, hey, what do you think of this one? Great. What?
You know better than me.
Yeah. What you need me to do? I got you.
I can make the process finalize, is what you're saying to me.
Yes.
You mentioned there is Blue Ridge Aviation that offers the training below the national average cost.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you able to do that?
We are one of the only flight schools between here and Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot around. We're also a Part 61 school.
Mm.
Part 141 is rigid in their scheduling. They lots of requirements that need to be done quickly. We go at the student's pace. So all of our instruction is one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based off of where they are and how they're learning, what their schedule is.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't stuck to a semester. A lot of universities that have an aviation program are stuck to semester timelines.
Oh.
If you don't make the cut, you're not progressing, they're going to just cut you out. You're done. You don't make it. where we will work with our students, help them. We will help them progress in training. They also have different instructors, mm-hmm. eyes on them. Mm-hmm. Every 10 or 15 hours, we try to get them with another instructor. We're watching their budget the whole time. So it's the whole student package as they come through. Where are they in their learning? Where are they in their finances? What can we do to help them?
I see. So there, if I'm picking up on this, I have a couple of questions in there. But overall, there are college programs mm-hmm. that offer aviation programs. And what's the beauty of this privately owned family business aviation program mm-hmm. is that you're not restricted by those timelines Correct. Per semester. Mm-hmm. And so you can personalize it more.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then you mentioned a 160 and a 141. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I'm probably not the only one doesn't really understand the significance of that. So if you could break that down, that would be amazing.
Part 141, you're stuck with accredited classes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not able to really get in a plane right away, depending on which part of your, let's just look at Liberty.
So that's a program. Like that it's named 141.
It is named 141.
That's helpful. Thank you.
Yes. And then you have credits, you have degrees that come with that, which is fantastic. But we can get done in a year and a half, 2 years, what a university does in four or five.
I see.
We have a gentleman. We're not able to bring in flight instructors from other schools very often because our students become our instructors.
But that's great.
Yeah, so we were able to get a guy from Averett, and he's amazing. And he was talking to a summer student that we have who's going to go to Averett. Mm. And he's like, you can get everything here in a year and a half. And it took me 5.5 years. And it's costing so much more because you have to pay for those credit hours mm-hmm. that they require that go with the training. You are not required to have a degree if you want to go to the airlines.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to be more marketable.
Right.
You're going to get more looks. But it's ratings and hours. How much have you flown? What's your experience? Making connections.
Mm-hmm.
That also gets you far in this industry as well. So yeah.
I can save some money. So for those laughers that ever thought or dreamt about becoming a pilot, we're bringing you some options here. We're going to educate you some more because you have different training programs that you offer. They're each unique, I believe. It sounds like they are. I wonder if you can tell us more about your private pilot, instrument, and commercial certificates.
Yeah. I mentioned earlier we are a Part 61, and that's where this will help explain that a little bit.
Okay.
If you want to be a career pilot, you will go step by step. You start with your private pilot's rating. Takes about average 65 to 85 flight hours to get there. We take our time.
Mm-hmm.
We go as fast as you can go. Being Part 61 allows us to do that. So you get through your private. You get through your instrument rating. That mm-hmm. allows you to go further. And you can read the gauges a little better when you can't see.
Yeah.
So we go from instrument straight into commercial. That's time building.
Mm-hmm.
A commercial license, you're still getting in a little Cessna 172.
Okay.
You're not in a jet.
that would be pretty overwhelming, I think, at first.
Oh, yeah. So you're doing training in the Cessnas right. the whole way.
Yeah.
When you're finished with all of your training, you have approximately 250 hours, 275. So then from there, we slide you straight into our flight instructor course.
Okay.
You become a flight instructor, and now you're teaching the students. So that helps them build their 1,500 hours to apply for the airlines. And then off they go.
Off they go.
Hurts my heart a little bit, but it's part of it.
Part of it, got to let them fly.
Yes.
Pun intended.
Yes, baby birds.
Do all the pilots want to fly for the big airlines, or some people just want to be able to have their own private plane mix maybe or something?
Being a pilot for a charter company, mm-hmm. you're flying people around,
mm-hmm.
like NFL players. You do, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Thank you to all of those that transported my son safely.
Yes.
And his teammates and coaches and staff.
We have former employees that are with SkyWest,
mm-hmm.
with Spirit, Continental, DHL, Flying Cargo.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone down on Border Patrol. We've had a handful of instructors go to Alaska and be bush pilots.
Okay.
We have one student that didn't want to be a flight instructor, so he went down to Texas, and he's flying pipeline survey 100 hours a month.
Okay.
That's getting him to the airlines a lot quicker.
Uh-huh.
But there are so many different options when you're a pilot of things that you can do.
That's great.
Yeah.
And they offer all the certificates available to you to do that. And speaking of certifications and qualifications, I have some certifiably, absurdly flavorful popcorn from our sponsor, Preposterous. I brought you some today for being
Thank
a guest.
You.
Now, you're welcome on
Thank
the show. You'll have to give me some feedback on what you think about this maple flavor.
Mm. Love it.
Isn't it amazing?
I love it.
It's so
crunchy.
Good.
It's not soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that good flavor, sweet crunch.
It does.
It's good.
Have you ever had Preposterous popcorn? Is this a first for
it
you?
Is a
Are
first.
You a Preposterous virgin then?
I am. Yeah. Can't say that anymore, guys.
We broke our kernel.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
This is really great. So let me educate you.
Mm-hmm.
This is a woman minority-owned business
Amen.
Out of Bridgewater, Virginia.
Okay.
And they are 100% nut-free factory.
Nice.
Our kernels are grown right here in the Shenandoah Valley.
Okay.
And this year they received the Virginia Finest Specialty Crafted Award for having a top-quality food item
That's
in
awesome.
The state of Virginia.
Right here in Bridgewater.
That's right. Which
That's
is
awesome.
Not far from here. What is it, like 15 minutes
15
from
minutes.
Here?
Yeah.
So nice. Laffers is really good. And you don't have to go in person. You could be anywhere in the country. Then you can order it online.
That's even better.
Yes.
That's even better.
And she really digs this podcast and also
yes.
you, Laffers, and offering a promo code to get 15% off. Just use LAFF15 today when you visit preposterous.com. That's preposterous.com.
Perfect.
Yeah. So visit Love them it. Today, and it's then that way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode.
Perfect.
Now back to you, Sarah.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the school's approach to flight instruction? They tailor it. You talked about that a little bit, but more specifically with people's different learning styles and needs. What does that look like?
Because everything's one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
The instructors are able to sit down with the students
mm.
and they can, okay, this isn't coming through clear. Let's turn it around this way. See if this helps. We also switch them to another instructor.
Mm.
That helps. It's the exact same training, but everybody's a little different.
They are.
So it really helps to get extra eyes on our students that will help them progress.
Okay.
If we take a little longer, we take a little longer.
Okay.
We're not going to put you in the air if it's not going to be successful.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
You have an honest conversation when those things happen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We've had some people upset, and it's by the time they get to where they thought they should have been then,
mm-hmm.
they can see why they weren't there.
Mm.
So you just have to trust the process.
Right.
And we have such a great group that we will sit and talk about students of what's helping you with this student, what's helping you with this topic, what are you doing differently? So we can all be on the same page of all the different options that are successful between the instructors.
Mm.
So that's helpful too.
It sounds like the overall big goal is not only safety, but that the student wins in the end in terms of feeling very competent about
Absolutely.
What it is they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. It is. We've had many students come in and they're like, not feeling it today. Don't think I can go up. Perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks for making that call. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Imagine you have to be very present and stay sharp versus
Absolutely.
Tired or sick and things mm-hmm. of that nature.
Our students that fly mm-hmm. 3 to 4 times a week,
mm-hmm.
they're going to progress through more efficiently and more cost effective because mm-hmm. they aren't coming in once a week or once every other week. They're staying on it. And the proficiency of being in that information is crucial.
Mm.
It's because it doesn't stop. Training never stops.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Speaking of training, we actually are sitting in one of the training rooms.
We are.
Right? Yes, ma'am. And I'm sure the laughers have been wondering for a little bit, what is this behind us? Talk to us, Sarah. What is this behind us?
This is our PC sim.
Okay.
Our owner had it, and he's like, it needs to go to the school. People can use it whenever they want. So this is free to our students. They can come in anytime and practice. So we have a lot of takers on this, but it's a...
It's like a video game, it looks like.
It is. Yeah. We can tell our students that have played on their PC.
For real.
For real. If they have the flight training software, we can tell when they come in and get in a plane. It's wild. It is wild.
You can tell that?
We can tell. We can tell.
I cannot. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to remember the name of this. Ferrari. That's it. Ferrari. And the actor that played Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movie. He stars in that. Oh, I'm so sorry right now. I can't remember your name. I do think you were a fabulous actor, by the way. My sincere apologies, but you are so good. And that was amazing because it's about a real story about race car drivers that played video games. They actually recruited them to become real race car drivers.
Yes.
And people thought that was crazy. Mm-mm. And it's not.
It's not. It's the same feel.
Yeah.
For what you need to do. So you have you understand the feel, you have the output.
It works. Their training actually, and they had to do a whole lot more. And I'm making that sound like easy or something. Far from it. But it did play a part in helping them catch on, it seemed like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when we get to the instrument training, being in the simulator is a lot better than being in a plane because it's different training. So to sit in the sim, practice it here, then go out and practice those approaches, not being able to look up and you're only going on your gauges, it's perfect to learn on the sim. And it's cheaper than a plane.
Yeah. I'll have to remember. It's going to kill me not remembering that man's name. We will figure it out. Remember by the end.
Yes.
Don't take it personally, sir. Again, sorry. You're magnificent.
Sorry.
For those who are interested in more advanced training, like the multi-engine or flight instructor certificates, what additional skills and knowledge do these programs cover?
You just go straight.
Yeah.
Multi-engine is going to have a larger aircraft.
Yeah.
The multi-engine training allows you to practice landing on one engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it feels like when you lose an engine and how to successfully get it back to where you need it to go. So that's pretty crucial in training, especially moving on after a flight instructor rating. Flight instructor ratings, it's all you at that point. You're going to be the instructor. We are going to put you in practice scenarios. You hang out with the other flight instructor students, and then we'll have them kind of teach and go back and forth off each other. Super inexpensive for them because they're practicing with each other, not with our instructors. So that is really helpful for them too. Part of the commercial portion of training, you have to have TAA time. That's technically advanced aircraft. You're required to have 10 hours. So the additional aircraft at that point will come in. But other than that, it is just step by step by step. We currently don't have a multi-engine aircraft, which is kind of frustrating, being that we're a career school. We are affiliated with Hanover, Heart of Virginia Aviation. They have multi-engines, so we'll send people over there and get that rating done. We are currently looking at a twin-engine aircraft.
Yeah.
But back to what you were talking about earlier, it hasn't flown in like 5 or 6 years. So they're going to do an inspection, take it all apart, see what's been damaged, what needs to be lubed, get it moving. Get it moving again.
Yeah.
Wake up on soul. So they'll look into all of that before we get a plane, but hopefully we'll be able to get this multi. And
I hope so too.
Yeah.
I think it's Adam Driver, by the way, the actor.
Adam Driver.
He played Kylo Ren, right? Somebody in the comments tell me if I'm right or wrong.
No.
I left my phone in the other room. And
yeah, me too.
She did too. Yeah. So we're going to need your help on that. Confirm. Tell us.
Yes, please.
That's so funny. All right. How do you incorporate or how does the program incorporate real world scenarios in your training to prepare the students? We've got this video game here, mm-hmm. but what does that look like to practice for the real thing in your training program?
Okay, so you have different stalls that you'll practice.
Stalls, okay.
Like you'll stall the plane and then get it restarted again. So there's multiple different techniques that they're required to learn. Mm. Short field landings, soft field landings, different ways.
If the engine stops working.
If the engine stops working. Once they get to the flight instructor training, they learn how to get out of spins.
A spin.
Yeah. Yeah.
What would cause a plane to go into a spin? I guess maybe a failed engine. No?
A failed engine. Mm-hmm. If you, now I'm not a pilot. Right. So I'm sure what I'm saying makes little sense, but I do the best I can. But you just kind of, to stall it, you just pull it back, go straight up.
Yeah.
Too much air, too quick. Then they do their thing. I'm not going to be up there in spin training.
You've never wanted to become a pilot or train to be a pilot?
No.
Okay.
No.
But you like being around it?
I love the industry.
And support it.
The industry's amazing.
Yeah.
And most pilots are pretty good people.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It's been fun. It's been fun.
You made a few friends, I imagine. Yeah.
And we've had students come from across the country.
Okay.
To
this program?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And they just live here in the Shenandoah Valley for a minute till they finish their training?
Airbnbs.
Really?
Yeah. We currently have a CFI student from California. He drove all the way
out here. A CFI, what does that mean?
Certified Flight Instructor. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. But he drove from California to get his flight instructor rating with us for way more than, cut that one too. He's able to get his flight instructor rating for $2,500 instead of $10,000. He said out there they were charging $10,000 for this rating. Uh-huh. Should not cost that much at all. So we intentionally help our students cut costs.
Mm.
So
how do people find out about your program? You reach out?
We are on Facebook. We have a program with Blue Ridge Community College.
Right.
So a lot of people will reach out and ask questions through that, mm-hmm. through them as well.
Because you have a kind of a relationship mm-hmm. with the mechanic side.
Yes. The mechanic school that's with Blue Ridge Community College is mm-hmm. amazing. I hear you're going to talk to them later.
Yes.
So I'm excited to see that when you're done with that one.
Me too.
Yeah. The Blue Ridge Aviation is affiliated with Blue Ridge Community College through the Continuing Education Workforce Program.
Mm.
So that affords you an opportunity to apply for alternative student loans.
Mm.
So that's what is the benefit of going through the community college. Training is exactly the same whether you're going through the community college or not. Mm-hmm. That's strictly just for financial aid. Mm. So everything is one-on-one.
Wow.
If you don't like your instructor, you let me know. We switch them.
Okay.
Yeah. No hard feelings.
No.
Everybody.
Different
we work
fits.
Better. Yeah.
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 Yeah. That's for a lot of things, mm-hmm. and being open to that, and not taking it personally, is
absolutely
very important. I think.
Absolutely.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Yeah. For the students aspiring to fly the major airlines, you kind of alluded to that. So it seems to be a big goal for a lot of them.
Most.
Yes. Okay. So how does the Blue Ridge Aviation support their journey to get those career opportunities?
We send lots of references.
Okay.
And then the airlines will reach out to us, ask about how they were as instructors and pilots, and we're able to say good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time it's good.
Mm, that's great.
If it's bad, we don't want you. Not with our students, no.
Yeah.
So it's awesome. And because we have so many former students and instructors mm-hmm. in different avenues of the industry, mm-hmm. we can just reach out. Hey, is your company hiring?
Mm.
Connect. Former instructors and students will reach out. Hey, I'm working with this person now. They're looking for a pilot. Who do you have?
Mm.
So it's good to have those relationships.
They're reaching out to you too.
Yes.
We're looking for people.
Yes.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Wow, they're finding the qualified people. The way to go.
Yes.
Keep us all safe out there. I appreciate that. Do you know a lot about the different models that they use here in terms of the planes, like the Baron, Piper, Mirage, the Cessna 210? Do you know much about those models?
I'm not. Yeah. They are in a different aspect of the business.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah. We use 172s.
Okay.
Lima, Mike, and November models.
All right.
Yeah. They're just, it's little quirks in how they operate. Mm-hmm. But all of our training's in a 172.
And a 172.
Until we get to the Cirrus SR-22, and then you don't want to go back. It's a very nice plane.
Really?
It's pretty.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a good
plane. The first plane, I assume it would just hold the student and the flight instructor. It's really not a passenger.
We have many of times thrown a friend or a parent in the back seat.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right along. We encourage it. See what they're doing. Wow. Some parents will come down and be like, okay, you have fun with that. I'm not going up again. These younger kids, and they come in here and they're like, woo! I'm like, you have had that. We'll wait. So it's fun.
It's funny, actually, to think about, you know, when you're, I mean, we both raise kids and they got their driver's licenses. Ooh. And at first you're, oh my goodness, you know, it's a little bit scary. So I imagine it's a little bit more on steroids when you're taking an airplane.
Yes. I had a parent call me on a Saturday morning. Yeah. So he's like, are you telling me that my 17-year-old can be here by herself, pull a plane out of a hangar, fly around, and then put it back by herself? Yes, sir. We wouldn't have not signed her off if we were not confident. Yeah, these little planes, the damages are expensive.
Yeah.
So we're not going to risk safety, equipment. Lives. We're not doing that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We're not going to risk that.
Mm-hmm.
But that poor parent. And then after a little bit, he's like, okay, she's okay. She's okay. Yeah, we just have to be okay.
Right.
It's all us. It's not them.
Yeah, and I think as a parent, he was looking for some reassurance.
Absolutely.
That his 17-year-old is actually capable of doing this and he doesn't need to worry about her.
Yeah.
Which he will to some extent anyway.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can feel a lot more comforted when you know that they're qualified to do something like that.
Yeah.
And it gets affirmed by people who know what they're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. I hear you, Dad.
Here, go, Dad, go.
I would ask the same question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a handful of students that are pilots when they graduate high school.
Wow. So, high school students will pilots. Come out and do that. Yeah. How old do you have to be to start training?
17. You get your license at 17. We've had kids come in here at 12. They want the experience of being in the plane.
Oh, so they can start training a little bit.
We ask you to kind of hold it back
because
you have to take a written exam when you're 16. You can't take it before that. And it's going to cost a lot more money because you're just enjoying the flight till it's really into that. We need to train step by step to get to that final exam.
Mm.
And that's at 17. We had one young man almost graduate high school with his commercial license.
Oh, so close.
So close. It was awesome. Smart kid.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, smart kid. It was fun.
Is he going on? Is he through the program now?
Yep.
Okay. So where is he now?
He joined the Air Guard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
And then some of your graduates do that too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. People, there are options here. It's
so
not like
options.
A one track.
Mm-mm.
I gotcha. No. And then I imagine in the aviation program itself, you're going over all the options for careers.
Absolutely.
Tracks that they could take.
Yep.
As part of the learning process.
Mm-hmm. One of my first questions when I take in a new student is, what do you want to do with it?
Okay.
And that gives us an idea of how to help them progress and gear them to what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important for me to have that initial intake of, what brought you here? What are your goals? How far away are you? Because we have people that drive in from 2 hours away to do flight instruction.
Yeah.
So I really can get a good feel and make sure that their specific training is guided the way it needs to go for their goals.
So that's great.
It's fun.
You find that most of the students' original goals is pretty close to where they end up, or do you see a good number of students getting into the program and then their goals change?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
People, we've had a handful of students that think, oh, we're just going to pay the money, do the flight instruction, and then I'll be a pilot. No. You have to study. Mm. And when we see that we care about this rating more than you as the student, we're going to talk about that.
Mm. Okay.
Because they don't last long.
Mm.
It's hard. It is hard information.
Really?
It is something you need to be on top of. Mm. You need to be in the books regularly, Monday through Friday. Pick it up on the weekend before nap. All the time.
Okay.
All the time.
A lot of information. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of buttons and
there
whatnot
are.
On the control panel.
Oh, there are. So, lots of gauges. They all need to work.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you hear the planes in the background, laughers, but we're in hangar number 3 here.
Yes, we are.
At the Shenandoah Valley.
Yes.
Airport. That's where we're doing.
That's where we are.
I want to talk a little bit about how your program fosters a sense of a community among the students and instructors with these networking opportunities. So we talked about how the airlines will call you or you'll direct students in that direction and give them a thumbs up. But is it more than that? Is there kind of a, they talk amongst themselves, graduates, there's a Facebook group or?
There are many.
Okay.
Many.
Okay.
We just reach out to our flight instructors that have moved on.
Okay.
And that's the best way to get that connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know where they were training.
I got you.
So they know our standards. We've been here long enough. So we're pretty consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one instructor that went on. She flies cargo. She's off this week. So she's got a student she brought back with her. And she's going to work with a private pilot student while she's here.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah. So you'll foster that connection with graduates to current students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just come ask, or you kind of see a need, oh, this person would match up with this graduate and give a reference or something.
I will reach out to the instructors, former instructors. Hey, how's it going? Do you have a referral program?
I see.
Because if they do, then they get like a bonus for referring somebody in.
Ah.
So that's helpful too.
I'll get a little bonus for a referral.
Yes.
Is that money bonus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That works.
Yes. Yes, it does. And a lot of airlines have a sign-on bonus. So,
yeah, I hear that's pretty good.
It's very good, and it can help cover the cost of student loans.
Wow.
So then you're out of debt so much sooner.
So it can pay for your school when you get signed on. That's mainly for major airlines? Mm-hmm.
Now, there is truth in the starving flight instructor.
There's truth in the starving.
It is a grind.
Is it?
It is a grind.
All right.
But you're in a six-figure job in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. It's worth it.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you feel that a passion for flying is a requirement in what
Absolutely.
You see in the graduates from the program?
Absolutely. You will not make it through training if you don't have a passion.
Okay.
You won't. And we've sat students down. And we've had to tell them, you can keep paying us, but it's not in your best interest.
Mm.
Like, we look at the whole person as a student. And if we care more than they do, that's a good indicator.
Rating. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good indicator.
I think that's important, laughers out there thinking about this as a career track. And I think, though, passion can be discovered too. So I wouldn't necessarily shy away from it when you're like, I don't know if I have a passion for it or not. You could test the waters, I imagine, for a little bit to figure that out.
Absolutely.
And then I think you would find out. Other laughers out there probably know, no, I actually know that already about myself. What I'm saying is, don't you think it's not like a necessary, I know this, to just check it out?
Not at all.
Yeah.
We have introductory flight lessons.
Great.
I don't want anyone signing up for a program unless they've done that.
Mm.
You will know exactly what it's like to train in a Cessna 172.
Okay.
The process, the instructors, how our flow is.
Yeah.
You really need a feel for that before you dive in and commit.
I think that's great.
Yeah. Some students will take 5 lessons, 6 lessons and say, it is for me or it's not. And they decide from there. You do not want to dive into this industry if it's not something you are 100% know that this is your goal.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that because we're, again, to everyone is so different. Some yes. people are, you know, ready, aim, fire. I'll jump in. I'm going to do this now. I know it. Other people need to warm up to something.
Absolutely.
Something new a little bit. They need some yeah. time.
They do.
to dip their toes in the yes. water and check it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a beautiful part about our world is we have so many different people.
Yes.
I think we need to be reminded that that's actually a great thing.
It is.
It yeah. is.
We need each other.
We do. We do. And now we have all these technology developments. I can only imagine that also impacts aviation.
Yes.
So talk to me about how that impacts the training programs and the tools you use in addition to the, what's behind us
yeah.
to help people learn and experience aviation.
We have an FAA-approved simulator.
Really? So where is that around
here? It's on
here?
The other side of that wall right there. So you're allowed to use 20 hours for the simulator
yeah.
in your instrument training, 30 in your commercial. That cuts $100 an hour off because you're in the sim. Practice your approaches. You can go to different airports. You can see different scenarios. We can throw a snowstorm on you. So we could practice losing an engine.
Okay.
You can practice all of that in the sim, $100 cheaper an hour.
That's pretty great. And yeah. so is this similar to what's behind us in terms of a
no.
video game? Oh.
Different.
Okay.
It's a larger, it's its own being.
Okay.
For lack of a better way to express it.
Yeah.
So
it feels like you're in a cockpit?
Yes. And you've got the screens.
That's neat.
And the gauges. So it's a good experience and it's cheaper.
Okay.
Anyway, we can cut costs.
Right.
So,
okay.
That's another thing with us. We're not like trying to take a buck.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you reach your goals, period.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay. So, got just a couple more questions. One is, could you share perhaps a memorable success story of a student that comes to mind that has been through your program?
So many.
I bet.
So many.
You can tell a couple if you like. Just,
ugh.
I know. And no one feel left out sometimes. It's just what comes to mind at the moment. Again, I'm sorry, Adam Driver. if we ever get to work together, we'll remember this moment.
Yes. Yes. We had a young lady through the maintenance program, which you're going to talk to next.
Yeah.
She went through that program, and then she came through us. She was a manager of Chick-fil-A while she did her flight training. She ended up going out to SkyWest. She moved to Washington State, met her husband, and she's now flying SkyWest. So that's really exciting for her.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first female in aviation to go across the country to SkyWest. That's awesome
that's
for
amazing.
Her. It's awesome for her. We have... a young man who started in high school, kind of hesitant, finally pushed through, was one of our flight instructors. Amazing young man. People spilled their souls to him.
Mm.
And he would be like, why are you telling me this? Like, he wouldn't say that to them, but he would just absorb it all and come in and be like, they just told me their life story and they were crying. I'm like, stop making people cry.
But he's approachable.
He's very approachable.
Yeah.
He's such a great kid.
Yeah.
And he has moved on.
Mm.
And he started at a charter company after here, got some time in, went to a different company. So we just have so many good people. We
yeah.
really do. And I get to watch them grow.
Yeah, that's fun.
It is. They really are my kids.
I was going to say, I was going to really call you Mama Grief.
That's right. They are. I'm the flight school mom. And don't make me call your mom because I will. I will.
Good. We need that.
Yes.
And it's a good support way to support one another, too.
Absolutely.
Just where are we? How can mm-hmm. we get better?
Yeah. And this know? Industry is so different. It's mm-hmm. hard to understand unless you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
So parents come in all the time. Have a seat. Just mm-hmm. we'll sit and talk about it. It's That's really great. Simple, but at the same time, it's overwhelming, like we were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So, especially when it's your 17-year-old.
I know.
Yeah.
It's
hard.
Another layer of complication when you're flying in the air versus you know, in a car.
They have hundreds of feet to fix an error. In a car, we have inches.
Yeah.
So.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So.
Well, how can the laughers, it may be them for themselves or someone they care about, find out more and keep up with Blue Ridge Aviation on social media or otherwise?
Yeah, we're on Instagram and Facebook. And then our website goes over, it shows you all of our instructors and our planes. And that is blueridgeaviation.org. Other than that, stop by.
Yeah,
come take a tour, see who we are. We'll go out and sit in one of the planes, and you'll get to see what you'll be training in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we're here.
Yep, you'll just want to come to the Shenandoah Valley Airport and look for hangar number 3.
And I have a big green sign in my window. Yeah. Learn to fly.
Great sign in the window.
Go figure.
I love it. Well, thank you for joining us today, Sarah, and talking with us about all things Blue Ridge Aviation Program. I really appreciate our time today, and I had so much fun. I learned a lot, too. Yeah. I hope you did, too.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I love to talk about it, so
yes.
It's a good fit.
Yes. Good fit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. And laughers, to get more information, you can visit their website at blueridgeaviation.org to find out more about all they have to offer to you. And also, laughers, thank you for tuning in today with us and spending time with us. We hope you enjoyed your time. And if so, please do give us a like, share, follow, and subscribe. It helps us grow. This podcast is currently housed on the Funny Womax YouTube channel. So we're working to grow that. My husband also does comedy.
Nice.
And we're looking to put more clips up there and share more joy and laughs with the world. So
beautiful.
Yes. And we would love for you to check that out.
Yeah.
And also, don't forget the discount on Prepopsterous using promo code LAUGH15 when you visit their website at prepopsterous.com. That's PrePopsterous.com. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomax.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.